Blog Talk Radio.
So, watching the last fight that I won? Yeah, that right hand, man. I knew he took his head off. That right hand. That's power. I beat a 6'6", 200-pound heavyweight boxer, trained heavyweight boxer. Yep, I'm the best. Haven't fought for 7 days. Like I said, this time I'm legitimately taking a break. I mean it this time. Come on, I beat everybody. My last 5 wins were phenomenal. I mean, Sambo Russian, then the black belt, that black belt guy that I destroyed with the 3 headshots. Then I beat Eric Estrada, a very strong kickboxer. And then I beat that collegiate wrestler who had like fucking 80 wins as a wrestler. You know, since he's that strong of a wrestler, that means he would do good in MMA. So that means he's a world-class fighter since he had that many fights or, wrestling matches, whatever. I'm sure a guy that strong knows how to punch. Well, I fucking demolished him. I decimated him, the collegiate wrestler. And then after that, I beat a 6'6 heavyweight boxer. Mainstream is fake. I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Mayweather Sr. I beat Gilles Zavala. Okay, mainstream MMA. Gilles Zavala, yeah, he's the best MMA mainstream guy. Well, I fucking annihilated him. Because Zavala would crush Cain Velasquez, Anderson Silva, and fucking Brock Lesnar and Fedor and all them clowns. Zavala would beat them all. Well, I beat Zavala. There's nobody to fight. Really, there really isn't. These guys were not challenges. I don't see any challenge out there anymore. This is it. Am I saying, I'm not retiring, but I need a break until I feel that, I'm going to go knock this motherfucker out. Like, right now, I knocked every motherfucker out, man. I'm just going to wait for my wife to come, and then I'm going to go. I even told her, I said, baby, when you get here, I'm going to go get 148 for you and in front of you. You know what I mean? I want her to see it. She's seen all my fights. I'm saying, in person. I'll put the motherfucker to sleep and then kiss my wife and that's it, another victory. But, look, man, from 2011 to 2016, what I've done, it's never been done and it never will be done again. You know, it's just to win this many fights, I'm still 27 years old, 147 and 0. Way before 30 years old. Dude, I'm going to be 200-0 before I'm 30 years old. Fuck yeah, I could be 200-0 this year. If I were in this, my last win was such a prolific, great win. I've been waiting for that, to beat a heavyweight that tall and big, like Deontay Wilder size. I've been waiting to get, it's not easy to get a fight, period, but to get fights of that caliber against heavyweights that tall and big, It's not easy to get opponents like that, and I did, and I won, and I'm really happy with the win, and there's absolutely nothing to prove, man. I don't fight on the street anymore. Yeah, back in the day, when I fought on the street, the teardrop musclehead days, yeah, at that time, fucking, I fight, every couple, pretty much every day, or, every 2-3 days, There was no break at that time. Every time I'd walk on the street, somebody would get knocked the fuck out. It was literally, but those days are gone, man. The knockout versus teardrop was legendary. The guy was a murderer, and people thanked me for it. Literally, people thanked me for knocking him out, for taking him off the streets. And also, I heard he got into some shit. He got into some legal trouble. Again, I think the motherfucker's back in jail. I'm not sure, but that's what somebody told me, man. Some black guy told me. And he said, thank you, man. He's like, ain't nobody like that motherfucker over here, man. Charlie Z knocked that motherfucker out, man. Oh, another thing I want to talk about. I'm sure everybody knows how crazy and psychotic and mentally ill and mentally disabled my haters are. But, I didn't know they were. I knew they were crazy and sick people, obviously. Normal people wouldn't do those kind of actions like they're doing. But to this extent, they're sending people into my house. The people they're sending are fucking harmless, and you know, these sick haters. I hope they're listening right now. Okay, well, I got. Well, first, let me say what they did. They called it was a false pizza delivery. The pizza man came to my house. I was like, what the fuck? I didn't order pizza. And then he got mad at them, you know, and he said the whole pizza place is going to track the number down. You know, they already have the number. They're going to track the person down who's doing this, you know. Whoever's doing this, hey, you're going either to jail, well, probably you're going to the hater. Whoever's doing this, whoever's sending people to my house, you're either going to county jail, and then you're going to get transferred to the mental institution, all right? So, you know, good luck, man. But what you're doing, it's illegal. And for any of you haters out there listening, I got a surveillance camera. I took pictures. I put it on Facebook. It's on right now, 24/7. I have a surveillance system in my computer. As soon as you walk up my stairs, I already see you. This is it on my big screen monitor. I already see you. That's two, three. I have the full right to knock you out and fucking brutally knock you out, fatally.